Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
It seems to me that the way that you fortify your faith in being and in life and your own existence isn't to try to convince yourself of the existence of a transcendent power that you could believe in the same way that you believe in a set of empirical facts. I don't think that's the right approach. I think it's a weak approach, actually. I don't think that's the right cognitive technology for that set of problems. You know, that's more technology that you'd use if you were trying to solve a scientific problem. It's more something that needs to be embedded in action rather than in statable belief. And the way that you fortify your faith in life is to assume the best, something like that, and then to act courageously in relationship to that. That's tantamount to expressing your faith in the highest possible good. It's tantamount to expressing your faith in God. And it's not a matter of stating, well, I believe in the existence of a transcendent deity, because in some sense, who cares what you believe? I mean, you might and all that, but that's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue, it seems to me, is how you act. And I was thinking about this intensely when I was thinking about Nietzsche and Dostoevsky, because, of course, you know that Nietzsche was the philosopher who announced the death of God, right? And who was a great, great critic of Christianity, a vicious critic of institutional Christianity, in the best sense, you know? And he announced the death of God, and he said that we'd never find enough water to wash away the blood. It wasn't a triumphant proclamation, even though it's often read that way. Nietzsche's conclusion from that, from the death of God, the fact that our ethical systems were going to collapse when the foundation was pulled out from underneath them, he believed that human beings would have to find their own values, to create their own values. And there's a problem with that, because it doesn't seem, this is something Carl Jung was very thorough in investigating, it doesn't really look like people are capable of creating their own values, because you're not really capable of molding yourself just any old way you want to be. Like, you have a nature that you have to contend with. And so it isn't a matter of creating our own values, because we don't have that capacity. It might be a matter of rediscovering those values, which is what Jung was attempting to do. And so I think Nietzsche was actually profoundly wrong in that recommendation. I think he was psychologically wrong. Now, you know, Dostoevsky wrote in many ways in parallel to Nietzsche and was a great influence on Nietzsche. Their lives parallel each other to a degree that's somewhat miraculous, and in some sense it's quite uncanny. Dostoevsky was obviously a literary figure, whereas Nietzsche was a philosopher, a literary philosopher, but still a philosopher. And Dostoevsky wrestled with exactly the same problems that Nietzsche wrestled with, but he did it in a different way. He did it in a literary manner. And he has this great book, The Brothers Karamazov. And in that book, the hero of the book is really Alyosha, who's a monastic novitiate, a very good guy, kind of not an intellect, but a person of great character, you know. But he has a brother, Ivan, who's his older brother, who's a great intellect and a very handsome soldier and a brave man. And like Dostoevsky's villains, Ivan isn't exactly a villain, but that's close enough. Dostoevsky makes his villains extraordinarily powerful. So if Dostoevsky's trying to work out an argument, he clothes the argument in the flesh of one of his characters. And if it's an argument he doesn't agree with, then he makes that character as strong as he possibly can, as strong and as attractive and intelligent as he possibly can. And then he lets him just have at her. And so Ivan is constantly attacking Alyosha and from every direction trying to knock him off his perch of faith, let's say. And Alyosha can't address a single one of Ivan's criticisms. He doesn't have the intellect for it. And Ivan has a devastating intellect. It's devastating to him himself as well. What happens in The Brothers Karamazov, essentially, is that Alyosha continues to act out his commitment to the good, let's say. And in that manner, he's triumphant. It doesn't matter that he loses the arguments, because the arguments aren't exactly the point. The arguments, in some sense, are a side issue, because the issue is, and this is the existential issue, the issue is not what you believe as if it's a set of facts, but how you conduct yourself in the world.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.